edited this thing together.
A deaf mute edited this thing?
Well, just by sight? He just saw, then now I think this should be here.
Awesome. It's very true. Well, you know, I think the... Well, we'll get into it. Yeah. I think the movie was basically a joke, but...
It was a joke. All the way from casting down.
Let's get this shit going. This is Cinema Dumpster, episode 33.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Cinema Dumpster, episode 33. This week we watched Sharknado.
No.
This is a new movie. It came out...
A week ago?
Yeah, it's brand new. It came out in 2013, and it was a sci-fi original. The budget
on
it...
Oh, that cannot be fucking missed.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. The thing is that there was a lot of talk about this movie on the internet. Like, people were like, Sharknado, fucking really? That's so ridiculous that you're... And so I was almost...
Did you see the preview for Las Vegas?
No.
It was at the end of that fucking...
Was it?
Yeah.
I was like, what in the fuck is this?
Yeah, okay, no.
Las Vegas? Oh, no.
I am your host, Ryan Idle, and I am here... Or actually, I'm going with Organ Donor these days. Organ Donor, and I'm here with Gabe Asher. What is up, Gabe?
None.
Besides...
Fighting off the
horde of bums that are circling around your house.
Yes.
Not unlike a Sharknado.
Yeah. Sharknado does less damage than these bums have been doing.
It's a Sharknado.
The
Sharknado still kind of has some sort of self-preservation. The bums are just going for broke, dude.
And yeah, there was you found a dead guy, but the police found a dead guy behind your house.
At 2 a.m., yes.
At 2 a.m. Some dude offed himself for probably an OD or something.
Laura ran into the store that morning and talked to the guy she usually talks to when she's buying cigarettes or her fucking rock stars or whatever. And he's all, yeah, the two guys that live out there said they found the body and that the face was all beaten up.
Yikes.
So who knows what gone down yet.
Wow. It'd be good for, well.
Well, from what I need is for it to be a super murder and yeah, then everything yeah, gets cleaned out.
Cleaned out over there.
Do you know the assholes are pushing? They fucking are getting a grant to extend the Greenway. Add more Greenway.
Oh, really?
I'm all, do you understand there's people getting decapitated on the Greenway already?
And
there's another one just died off the Greenway, and there's a fucking... I can walk 4 feet off the Greenway path anywhere by my house, and there'll be needles. Needles. Piles of needles.
Yeah, and needles.
Laura just did that the other day. Weren't you with?
Yep. Or,
yeah.
Yep.
And we're finding needles just 5 feet off the bike path.
Yeah, and didn't they're shitting all over your fence and
yeah, there's
stuff like
shit
that.
Drip.
So what did you guys do? You guys put up a bunch of like spikes and
I took fucking nails and screws and put them through boards and then fucking screwed those into the top of the fence. So it's just hundreds and hundreds of screws and nails going straight up, and then.
We got to figure out a way to electrify that shit. We'll hook a battery, a car battery up to it.
If it wasn't 105 tomorrow, I'd fucking do the barbed wire, but I don't know about that sure. And that heat.
Absolutely. And this week we also have Mr. Bull with us. Kyle Bull is recording the Cinema Dumpster. What is going on, Kyle?
Hey, not a lot.
Haven't been around since the old phone call of,
episode 2.
Episode 2, that I don't think even was out. Did we ever even release that?
Yeah, I think we did, yeah.
Which one was it?
I think it was episode 2. Where we I tried to implement Kyle.
What
call,
movie was
call,
it?
Or
I think
call
it was,
Kyle.
What was it?
I can't
remember. Something about prostitutes?
Ghost Rider 2.
Oh. Ghost Rider, that's what it was.
Yeah. That has not 2.
It's fucking...
We did not like Ghost. Six. Yeah, it had to be at least 6, because we had went through once or twice before we got to there.
Yeah, where he's head caught on fire, whatever, fucking douchebag. But
well,
yeah.
What's new with you, Kyle?
Not much. I mean, latest adventure is, just had my bike stolen out of my garage like 2 months ago and come down, catch a guy stealing out of the garage and I had no shoes on. So I chased after him and the closest thing I had was a 3-foot crowbar used to tie down loads on a like flatbed trailer.
So you chased him down?
Yeah, I threw it at him.
Threw it at him?
Yeah, I threw it at him and it just buzzed the tower just about 2 inches above his head. If it was any lower, that dude would have been fucked. So,
but he got away with your bike.
He got away with my bike and haven't seen that fucking bike
since.
And
then Kyle tried to steal a dog later on.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah, catch up to the dude, yeah. And we're driving by him, and I get up close to him, and I'm in the passenger seat, and I tried to grab his dog leash, and he fucking jerked it away from me. And then he just stood there, and he goes, "I don't know the guy, man. I don't know the guy." And I was like, "I'm going to take your fucking dog in Collateral, dude."
Like that scene with Jack Black when he gets pissed off and yeah. the burrito throws him off.
Yeah. So I tried to grab the guy's dog, but it didn't work. And then he just I don't know why I let the guy go, but he fucking took off, and I should have stayed there with him. But in all, though, got the
now
bike.
You're on a bike.
Yeah.
Well, so. If it makes you feel any better, my shitty Marlboro bike that my brother gave me is got stolen out of my back porch. So
yeah, mine that's almost got stolen last week, but I chased that fucker down.
Yeah, yeah. Another crowbar story.
Well, yeah, with my steel baton, and I got mine back. But he got away. He ran down the riverbed. Seriously, he ran down that shit like fucking. It was
just starts swimming. Like, yeah, that'd be awesome. He just
it was like he was fucking running.
Or if he
from,
had like a
running from prison or the dogs.
He had like this makeshift hobo raft that he just hopped on and like just started paddling.
He did, man.
Like that scene in 28 weeks later when he's run away from the zombies on that boat. All right, this week we watched Sharknado. This was my pick. I'm not so sure how I feel about it. I mean, it actually, when it started, I kind of hated it, but it grew on me a little bit as it went on. I don't know what that actually says about myself, but I enjoyed it. What did you guys think about the film?
I groaned a lot. I mean, it was worth a watch.
Well, Kyle watched it twice.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So he's definitely a big
fan. Traumatized already.
No, I watched it the first time, and just like the second time, I caught myself just spacing out a lot and then just only zeroing in on parts where it was just shitty plot line. Some idiot saying something stupid.
Well, yeah.
You know, and then that's what you want to see.
Isn't that how you have to get through all these movies?
Yeah. Put on? And that's why, that's the only thing. It was like all the in-between shit. And then when something stupid that was really awesome happened, I was like, all right, cool.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Sharknado.
I don't know how much. I'm not sure if the, like, action parts were any better than the rest of the movie.
Oh, man, dude.
It was all equally fucking terrifically bad.
Yeah, exactly. And in the movie, like, there was a Reddit thread where the guys who made the movie did an AMA, which is Ask Me Anything, and people kept asking them, like, were you specifically trying to make a comedy? And they were kind of, like, dancing around the subject matter. They're like,
you can't
well,
fucking
not really.
Get Ian Ziering as your lead guy if you're not trying to do a comedy.
Yeah. No, no, 210.
So let's get into it. The movie opens with a bunch of sharks, and they're swimming, and they get all gobbled up by a tornado. 20 miles off the coast of Mexico, where we go to this fishing boat, and they're, like, carving up a bunch of dead sharks, and then this weathered old seaman.
I totally forgot about this whole part of the beginning.
Yeah, it's really
it has nothing to do with anything, does it?
No, the weird thing is that they have, like, some sort of deal going on. He serves this Asian businessman, you'd assume, because he's dressed in a suit, like, a bunch of raw shark eggs, and the guy drinks them. And he's like, so what do you think? And he's like, yeah, they're subpar. And so, thinking back on it, that's really confusing. I don't know what that had to do with anything. Were the shark eggs giving the Asians power? Like, I don't understand what the fuck was going on there.
Steve away Godzilla.
I have no idea. And so they argue about the price of the sharks, and they come down to $1 million, which is served up in a tackle box, of course. And then
how the fuck does $1 million fit in that tackle box?
Yeah,
I don't care if it's hundreds.
$1,000 bills.
Yeah, that has to be.
And a sweet, like, little lure on top of it, just to make it look legit.
It was good. Just to let you know that they were out in the ocean and that these are fishermen.
Duffel bag.
It still was bizarre.
Well, he was getting shorted right out from the get-go. And then he still got shorted all together because he just tried to take the money.
Yeah, because once okay, so they're on a boat in the middle of the ocean doing this transaction.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden a storm comes in and they're like, well, you know, there's a storm coming, and they're freaking out, and the captain goes upstairs and says, like, go around, it's too big of a storm to go through. And he goes back downstairs, and the Asian guy that they just had, like, a business deal with is gone. He's like, oh, that fucker. And it instantly turns into, in the middle of the storm, a gunfight. And I was like, how in the fuck, why are they fighting? I had no idea why they were fighting at all.
Why did he take the money off the table?
Yeah,
he's like, he's leaving the boat.
Where the fuck's he gonna go? Yeah,
just leave it there and shoot the guy.
Yeah, yeah. Where's he gonna go? And what is he gonna captain this boat out of there? Because he tried during the middle of the gunfight. He said, "I'm taking this boat. I'm taking all the sharks with me." Apparently, shark carcasses are worth $1 million if their eggs are good enough.
Oh, no, but
which is
the fins. Good aphrodisiac, yeah, maybe.
I have no idea what any of that meant.
Shark wieners.
But anyhow, the shark, the storm keeps going. The captain, whatever that guy's name is, he kills the Asian guy, and he's like, "Yeah, you're not getting away with my money." And people on the boat are getting eaten by sharks randomly. Like the sharks just like showing up on board, and this guy just gets gobbled like
from his feet, like all the way up to his head.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a hungry hippo action.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like there's a fucking joystick on the back of the shark hitting that fucker,
tapping the tail, and so then before you know it, the Captain Esteban or whatever he gets. In the middle of that fucking Sharknado and all of his skin's ripped off and he dies.
Yeah, that was pretty weird.
Yeah. Just kinda... The sharks were like... they tried to make it look like a tornado and the sharks were just like going by and biting him randomly.
Just nibbling at him quickly. Yeah, yeah.
It's good. And so he dies. And then we switched to sunny California where there's these real surfer bros. Yeah, do the woe again.
It took me like fucking 10 minutes to lock down that was Ian.
Really? Steve?
Steve Summers. 90210 fame.
Yeah.
Finn?
So he's Finn. He's one of these two surfer bros and there's this Australian guy with him.
Baz.
And they talk and he goes, "The waves look just really weird." It's so stupid. It's so bad. Again, it's worth watching though because of how bad it is. It's one of those movies. And he's like, "Well, I'm going out anyways," because he's way into it. And there's like all the stock footage of beaches and people surfing.
Yeah,
like randomly on totally different beaches. They're just like, they bought a bunch of dailies. And we find out that there's this hurricane that's hitting Mexico. And because this hurricane is hitting Mexico, it's driving all of the sharks up into California. So they're like, "Oh man, there's gonna be all these sharks here." And we go to this bar. What's it? There's a bar that Ian Fleming owns.
Yeah, it's called Finn.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's called Finn. It's called Finn after him. Fucking douchebag. Finn.
That's good. And there's this waitress that works there. Her name's Nova. And this old dude, what is that guy's... I don't know.
Oh, he's called Barstool.
His name's... John Hurd.
John Hurd, yeah. And his name's George, I think, in the movie.
Yeah, yeah,
George. And he's like, he plays like this old drunk guy that just hangs out at this bar nonstop. And he's like hitting on Nova there. And she has this scar on her leg, and he's like, "What's that scar from?" And she's like, "I don't like to talk about it." And
She doesn't like to talk about it. She's always trying to cover up. I'm like, "Why are you wearing cut off Daisy Dukes if you don't want anyone to talk about this?"
No,
goddamn...
she's in a full on bathing suit.
I know, but over every movie, rest of the movie, she's like this. Yeah. Tuck. Yeah. Don't look at my scar. Don't fucking wear short ass shorts.
It's like a lightning bolt.
Yeah. So don't look at this. Don't wear shorts that are too short that where your shit shows.
Yeah, for sure. And so
it's good for the movie though.
Yeah, wow, it's good. I'm too hot. And so she's got shark issues, as we know, because obviously this scar comes from sharks. And then there's this other chick that we see right when Ian Fleming goes to the beach and he's ready to surf. And she's putting on a wetsuit. And then we see her putting on the wetsuit again. She's putting on this wetsuit for like for days. And like 20 minutes it takes her to put this wetsuit on. And she heads out into the mean surf. And Ian Ziering, Steve from 90210, is like, "Whoa, what is that chick doing?" And he like rolls up on her on a surfboard, which I thought he was leaving with the Aussie guy, but whatever.
Tries to do a bro hit on her.
Yeah, yeah, and she's... And we get this little first piece of audio that I got here. It's kind of stupid, but we're going to listen to it anyways. Gold. Because I like the very, very end piece of it. It cracks me up.
All right, Grandpa, I'm going to show you how it's done.
Grandpa?
Show him how it's done, Grandpa.
Right there. Show him how it's done, Grandpa. Australian accent was so awkward and fucking weird. He sounds like some muffled
retard. I don't get how they don't know who that chick is already.
Well, the
don't
funny thing is,
hang out for every day.
No,
no. Well, the funny thing is, he goes, aren't you Australian? He goes, Tasmanian, mate.
Oh,
it
yeah,
just
yeah.
sounds so fucking stupid still because you don't sound like anything. You sound like a dickhead trying to do an accent.
And he was a dickhead.
Yeah, he was a fucking idiot.
It's the same accent in Tasmania as it is in fucking...
Yeah, I know. Same thing.
So sorry.
So Ian Fleming instantly starts sucking at surfing and gets showed up by the girl. He like bails out. He's like, no.
I thought he got pushed.
They both were... Did he?
Yeah,
they were both on the same wave. She's like, fuck you. But, you know... She basically saves his life there because before you know it, sharks are just fucking everywhere and they're just killing everybody in the water. And Ian Ziering or whatever the fuck his name is, Steve 90210, he's yelling at everybody, get out of the water!
No one's even
get
listening.
Out of the water! Nobody's listening to him. But the best part is that all the people that are just ankle deep in the water,
yeah, they're getting dragged down.
These sharks are fucking lurking, just ankle biting and pulling them into the water and yanking them out. And man,
well, I don't
but everybody mid water can get out.
Why is everyone on the actual beach running?
Yeah.
They don't have legs yet, and then there's not a tornado just yet. So why are they fleeing off the beach?
Just because maybe
these sharks are in the water, and I'm safely 40 feet on land.
Haven't you ever seen that one cartoon? The one that coined Jossum?
Street sharks?
Street sharks.
Yeah, street sharks. Oh, shit.
Grow legs and start running after them. Start magging me loud.
They didn't coin Bo Jossum. That's
that
all
was
me.
All you. So when the chick that he meets up with, he starts like thinking about trying to go over and saving her, and she's just getting mowed the fuck out by this shark. And then Aussie buddy like comes over on his jet ski to pull him up. He's like, "Come on, let's get out of here." Or no, he goes to try to lure the sharks away, and one of the sharks chomps on his leg.
Yep.
And Ian Fleming or Ziering
dickhead,
he floats over there with his surfboard, and he's just like, "Nah!" and just like pushes the surfboard into the guy's face. Or into the shark's face, and the shark's like, no! Just give up my mortal enemy.
Oh, no.
Wood. A surfboard to the face.
Fiberglass, I hate it.
Yeah, and he just bounces out, and so they get on the fucking...
Ski-doo?
Yeah,
ski-doo.
And
whole ass to the land, right? And there's casualties everywhere in the beach. There's, like, people with missing limbs and
yep.
shit. He's, like, sitting there crying. But... The thing is that Aussie guy, he's getting instant help from somebody, and they're wrapping him up, and we get
from that chick with the scar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because she came running down.
No.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, no.
Who's watching the what? Bar during all this shit?
And the dude on the bar stool, George.
Yeah.
He's just
pouring himself
liquor.
Drinks.
And the Aussie gives this awesome joke, this one-liner we get to hear.
He must have wanted a snack.
Sharks don't like Vegemite.
It smells funny.
Not Australian, asshole. Tasmanian.
So back at the bar, they retail their war shark stories, and the Aussie's like telling them, like, yeah, and he just came up on me and he bit me. And they're already like at the bar getting drunk, and George is still there because apparently he just hangs out there all the time. They see on the news that Hurricane David is the first hurricane ever to hit California, and the surf is like when they're looking out the windows, and the surf is like higher than their
yeah.
windows, like it's come barreling down. And Steve calls his ex wife, which is Tara Reid,
yeah.
and
who
he starts
is
talking,
tore up from the floor.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah.
She is not,
she
has
boob job.
She has botched tummy tuck, she had a botched boob job, and I don't know what's going on with her head now.
Well, her fucking face. Her nipples look like pepperoni that gets left in the fucking oven too long. This is disgusting.
It's all burn up.
Yeah, like
they
when you
had reconstruct.
Like
they had to reconstruct her belly button. That's how bad they fucked
yeah,
up
yeah.
lipo.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Well, how does actresses in Hollywood not know where to go?
She's
well,
a fucking mouth get, breather. She isn't.
But
know.
How the hell do they not know where to go?
Maybe she's just going to TJ or some shit. Try to get it cheaper. She's
yeah.
like, fuck it.
Girl, I mean, at some point she was getting fucking big roles or fucking more roles. Yeah. So why would you go to some hack fucking
person? I have no idea.
I don't get it.
So Fleming says that he's closing the restaurant all of a sudden. He says, "I'm closing down," and he's like, "Storm's coming too fast. I gotta close this place." And nobody's listening to him. And he's like, "Come on!" And him and the waitress get into it. He's like, "Get out of here!" And then all of a sudden, fucking sharks just bust in. One shark busts through one of the windows. Of course. He flies in, and he just starts chomping on somebody. And Nova, the shark killer, she's like, gets all super beastly on this guy. She grabs a pool cue and just starts stabbing the fucking shark in the head because she's got such a mean hate for sharks.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good. And Steve says, "Oh, I got weapons back behind the bar," and they arm themselves with shotguns and stuff, and they're ready for the shark intrusion. So they all take off out of the fucking bar, and the storm is like coming and destroying all the docks and everything in the bar where they're at, and there's sharks just dropping on the boardwalk everywhere. And what happens there is like the CG sharks are so bad.
Even the water is fucking weak.
Yeah.
CGI water, how do you fuck that up?
They might as well just cut to a cartoon clip of Street Sharks.
Yeah.
Him running after people.
That would make more sense. Than
because they had, fun. They had a shotgun, two baseball bats, and a fucking bar stool. Mm-hmm. And George is the one with the bar stool. And then two bros had the baseball bats. And then the chick had the shotgun, which I don't know how that happened. But whatever.
Because chicks with shotguns are sexy, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
And she kills one. Right,
yeah.
And then Ian Ziering, or the one guy, the Aussie, shoves a tank,
Bez.
A gas tank, into one of the shark's mouth and blows him.
So he just took the back end of Jaws,
yeah.
And he just ripped it off in the and first 10 minutes.
And he had a pistol there, but we don't see that pistol ever again.
No, it's gone. Weird. Yeah.
And then the one guy, George, he basically fucking saves the chick's life because he has that bar stool and just swaps it away. And they make some lame joke about, "Don't make fun of my bar stool." And it's like, what?
Who was?
What the hell?
No one did.
And then we get that silly fucking scene with the Ferris wheel that's rolling down the fucking boardwalk.
Yeah.
It's just like the building. Classic Hollywood.
So stupid. Just stinks right into the side of the fucking building.
It is.
And they just drive around it.
They got tacoed pretty good on the building, though.
Yeah.
Got bent to shit.
Killed that one dude who was running away, too. And so, with all the destruction in the news that is being reported, they're saying that there's not just the waves, but there's literally dozens injured by sharks as well. And we see that on the news. And Steve decides that he's going to go, he needs to check in, and he needs to go find Tara Reid, his wife, and his daughter. They're too close to the water, which is 6 miles away. And like, which is good. And the rain's like pouring now, and they got George in the back of the car.
It's flooding somehow.
Oh, everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere is flooding.
And we get the stock footage of all the flooded cities, too. It's like YouTube videos of fucking flooded cities.
Vallejo is flooded. Oh, shit. There's sharks in the street. Fuck,
stupid. Yeah, and there's fucking CG sharks just swimming around in the water. Just like that?
Yeah.
That's what they do. Well, if they were street sharks, they'd get up on two legs, start hauling ass around, punch people in the face. They just carved
into fucking asphalt.
So they decided they're going to head for the freeway, and people are driving in like dicks because, you know, they're in L.A. and everybody's trying to get away from the water. And water's like pouring onto the freeway and knocking cars all over the place, and sharks are everywhere just eating people.
Yep.
And Steve has to be a hero. He has that conversation with the guy. He's like, "It's not safe here, bro." And that guy gets eaten. So he goes back to try to save people. And old George, the drunk, he grabs his chair and he's off to go save this fucking dog.
Yep.
He has that sweet scene with the yellow lab or whatever. And he breaks through the window and unlocks the car. This woman's like, "My dog!" And lets him out. But that leads to his demise, obviously.
Yeah, because there's like
3,000
gallon waves crashing over this fucking tunnel the whole time.
Yeah, and they're filled with sharks.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Every single wave, there's like 20, 30 sharks. Just fucking
waves of sharks.
Raining sharks from the lacerated sky.
So he dies, unfortunately. he comes to his unfortunate demise there. And then they have to, like, drive through. Like, Steve decides he's going to time the waves. He's like, if there's anything I know, it's waves.
Yep.
And he's gonna drive the car through these waves over the freeway. And we get kind of like this video game Mario Kart.
I was thinking more like a fucking Frogger.
Yeah. Where he's like, go stop. Yeah. And he's like dodging all the waves. It's fucking retarded and awesome at the same time. So they show up. They finally get out to Beverly Hills, which is in complete waste, even though there's no water sharks there.
No water at all.
And
it's
they go
close to the
this rich mansion, which apparently he owns, but whatever.
His wife fucks some other dude in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so there was one scene where the fucking shark busts right out of the sewers, and she just insta gives him with a shotgun, and he's like, "Nice shot." Yeah. This shark busts out of the sewer in this. What was that? Where were they at? Hollywood? No, they're in
Beverly Hills. Yeah.
Fucking retarded.
Yeah, like that thing's gonna come out of the fucking sewer like that. And
what kind of boom?
Well, like
how many?
Shark
I don't understand why on these mansions up on the hills there's these huge irrigation pipes just fucking sludging crap out.
Going down the
why
hill.
Why would it be above the fucking houses of these people?
It makes
no sense.
The most sense.
And then the sharks make noises like roar when they come out of the fucking sewer thing.
Growling.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. So then we get to meet the new boyfriend, who's a huge douchebag, obviously. I think that's the guy that played Superman in the first remake of Superman.
Eric Bana?
I thought that was...
No, that's not.
That was the Hulk, wasn't it?
Yeah, Eric Bana was the Hulk. No, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Okay, so the very... Okay, you remember Superman Returns?
Cavilla? Is that the new one?
Oh! No, that's not the new one. No, new one.
Not Man of Steel.
Yeah, Henry
Superman Returns.
Cavill.
I think that was him. But anyways, if it wasn't, he looked like him.
No, that guy would be in this fucking movie.
But yeah, well, he would. He got fucking... Everybody hated Superman Returns. All right, so we meet him here, and let's listen to it.
Yeah!
Dad, what are you doing here?
There's a big storm coming in. It's not safe here.
I'm not going anywhere with you. Just leave.
I didn't come here to argue with you.
I don't care.
I came here to get you.
What is all the ruckus?
You.
Oh, Shepard. Should have figured it was you. What are you doing here?
L.A. is drowning. I'm going inland. I'm taking my family with me.
Finley, April is mine.
Excuse me?
My girlfriend is not your responsibility. And unless it's the 20th of the month, which it currently is not, neither is Claudia.
Khan, don't be rude. He's just worried about us.
Every time it rains in L.A., everyone swears it's the storm of the century. And even if it is, Beverly Hills emergency services are second to none.
What the fuck are Beverly Hills emergency services?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that was Tommy Lee Jones and fucking that earthquake movie. Volcano? Is that what it was called?
Yeah, Volcano, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's that guy.
And so, right after this scene, like, right after.
Oh, there's sharks in the pool.
There's sharks in the pool, and then...
Yeah.
And then, because they're falling from the sky and landing in the pool, and he's like, no, there isn't, and he goes to the window, and a shark just flies
but
through the
why?
Window.
How? How does a shark fly into the... It's just raining. It's not. There's no waves.
They sprouted fucking wings.
Velocity, bro. They just swim so fast out of the pool. Just, it just flies out like into the window. Boats. And fucking... And so he bites this guy, that the new boyfriend, who used to be Superman, as far as I'm concerned. And they're like trying to pull him out of the shark's mouth. And they only get his legs, and they're like, "Ah!" You know,
such a big loss.
Yeah, and then the shark then gets owned by a dresser. They push over on top of him, and they're like pushing the shark, and the shark's face is like, "Ah!" Like they're just pushing this dresser up against him, like, and that pretty much works, I guess. Nova, the shark killer, actually kills him. She has the shotgun. She puts a couple holes in his head, and Steve says, "Nice shot" for the second time in the last 10 minutes. I was like, "Really? Again? Nice shot?"
Every shot's nice.
The thing is, and then he goes
for tits.
He goes, I'm going to lead this shark out of here. he goes, once I give you the go-ahead, just go. And then so he, like, gets in the water, and he, go! And then he just, like, swims out. And then the whole fucking, the thing is, it's all dry outside. But the fucking mansion's, like, filled up to the windows with water. And then, so they get out the front door somehow without water coming out.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they get to the car, and then fucking sharks come out the window. How the fuck does that happen? It's awesome. Who cares?
It works.
Yeah, it works because it's awesome.
Water displacement, bro, doesn't
it? Yeah. The house got dehydrated. You need a fucking drink.
Very true. But you're right. And then they get in the car and they take off.
Yeah.
God, that shit fucking kills me.
It's so fucking.
That's the only point of the movie. When that girl came out, I was like, all right, I'm not falling asleep anymore. Just they had to bring in fucking whorebag daughter? Fucking Tara Reid and Ian Ziering's fucking daughter, yeah.
Dude, Tara is so fucking. She's haggard. You know how fucking hot she was in fucking Josie and the Pussycats, which is the last thing I seen her in?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure she's been shit, but that was like the last hot role she had. And that
like
was
American Pie 6 or some bullshit.
Was she playing a mom on that one?
Yeah. So what happens next, Kyle? I'm going to let you follow this up. Do you remember? Because I'm going to take a piss.
So they're driving
down the street.
Okay.
They take off out of there in the car.
No, I
watch
this
movie twice.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
yeah.
So they decide that they're going to leave ASAP. And they come across the school bus.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Einziering's good man heart makes him, he has to stop.
Yep.
And so the school bus is like the water level on it is like past the wheels. And he's like, there could be kids in there. I have to help them. And what's her name? It's like, no.
Nova? Tara Reid.
Tara Reid's like, fuck them. Like, worry about
your
family.
We're your family, yeah.
And he's like, no. And this is one of my favorite lines. It's like, I'm going to go up on the bridge and rappel down. What? In the next scene, that's exactly what he's doing. He's rappelling off of the bridge above the school bus, down on top of it to save the school children.
With sharks swarming in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they probably could have just thrown their lunches out of the window and saved themselves. Get them full.
Take my lunch.
Get them full on Lunchables, and they won't even want to bite them later.
Peanut butter sandwich, you dick.
Gum up his jowls with peanut. Fuck up Peter Pan peanut butter.
So I'm gonna hand this over to you, and you tell what happens in the bus story after he rappels down.
Okay. So, he rappels down, gets down to the bus, and he wasn't sure if there was anybody in the bus, but it turns out that it's filled with tons of fucking kids. And then this one fat-ass fucking hipster-looking teacher that's in there, and he's sitting there, and he's like, it's okay, kids, it's okay. So he finally gets down almost over the top of the bus, and he loses his footing and almost slides off the side of the bus.
Really good repelling he's doing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Fucking real cliffhanger there. And then so he finally gets on top of the bus, gets down in the back window, and there's just kids fucking screaming all over, you know. And there's fucking tiger sharks, great whites, whatever.
Couple hammerheads.
Yeah. And then so he gets down in there, and this dude's freaking out, and I'm going to throw it back to Ryan.
What did he say when he opens the back door?
Yeah, when he opens the back door.
You guys want to lift?
Yeah, you guys want to lift.
That's exactly what he said. So you already knew.
So lame.
And so they start just lifting these kids up to the bridge, like one by one. And the thing that drove me nuts about this was that they used the, what's that thing called on a Jeep? The hoist?
Oh, the winch?
The winch.
Yeah.
Well, they used the winch to manually drag people up instead of using the winch
so pull.
To pull them up.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you use the winch?
Turn it on.
Yeah, they have...
What it's made for.
Yeah, they have a... what are those things called that where we wrap a rope around it to, you know, change
pulley?
The weight? They have a pulley on the winch that they're
bringing kids up. And that's what they're using,
I'm like, that seems stupid.
Yeah.
Like, even if you were writing the story, you would think, well, we could just use the winch. I don't know why there's any more added in there where we'll attach a pulley to the winch and then manually drag them up.
We just want to use the rope.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they had the stereo going at the same time to get some tunes to get pumped up.
Drain the battery.
So the battery was fucking dead, you know? You gotta listen to
GP. So they get all the kids up there. They get all the kids up there, and then the bus driver, who's like kind of this fat nerd, they get him up there, and he's freaking out. And Steve is the last one going up, and Shark, dude, this shit's fucking hysterical. He's like probably 30 feet up in the air, yep. Almost to the halfway to the top of the bridge, and Shark's just flying out of the water. And one bites onto the rope and gets tangled in it. And the shark...
Like 30 feet in the air.
Yeah.
It looks like he was eating his way up the rope.
Yeah. Like, nom.
Yeah. It looked like he was making progress. How's the fucking... I don't understand that.
It's good. How it works. Physics.
How sharks work.
It's physics. You just move your tail up and then bite. And just keep
wagging your fucking tail until you just get some leeway and you just fucking climb up that rope.
If you were a shark, right?
Yeah.
And you had to get up a rope and you had to move vertically up this rope to get the food that you want to eat this guy, you would try to just move yourself, fling yourself up, and then bite. Fling, bite.
I'd tangle myself in the rope and then do a death spin and just wipe myself off the rope. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Well, you're smarter Sharknado than I am.
Yes.
Gabe's a smarter shark.
Apparently.
I would evolve and grow legs and just be one of the street sharks, and I'd just be hauling ass around. I'd have guns and ammo and shit.
In a leather vest.
Wrecking everybody. Fuck that
shit. No, jean vest.
Running around with guns.
Yeah, jean vest. And torn sleeves on their shirts. Yes. They had action figures, too.
Yeah, I remember.
I had two of them.
So anyway, he gets out of that. All he had to do was cut the shark loose from one rope, which he should have done.
I'm tired of this shit.
Cuts the shark loose. Shark's like, nah.
No, he goes, dude, I'm tired of you. And cuts the fucking rope. And then that was it.
Then the weakest splash I've ever seen. Blurp.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? It was like a 300, 400, 500 pound fucking...
It took you 5 minutes of struggling to say I'm tired of you.
The simplest fucking computer...
Graphics.
They could have just made a wave look.
Yeah.
They couldn't even make a splash.
It's like
look
a
right.
little sploosh. It's like a. Just a
yes, mini, it didn't
it's
look
like
real.
A, it's like when you take a shit and it's just a Tootsie Roll.
I don't get it. I don't know how they could be so weak at what they do on that channel.
All of a sudden, the wind starts picking up and shit. And they're like, the fat bus driver. There's like he's there. He's doing the wind's picking up because the tornadoes will start coming.
He really
in.
Should have been with the kids in the fucking ambulance. He's supposed to be watching them, right? Yeah.
I know, but he's outside, and there's all this huge metal like flying around. He's doing like this Neo Matrix thing. Like he's living. He just had his nerd fucking gasm right there. He was like, man, I've always wanted to be Neo from the Matrix. He's like dodging these huge pieces of metal. Like, and that's what, how they did it. But then he just gets stomped on by it and gets crushed and dies.
It was a Hollywood sign that they were dodging.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
it shows a fucking the Hollywood shaking. Sign and the shaking and the wind's picking up and all of a sudden that's what it was like the H smashed him.
Gotcha.
And then it comes down and there's just like
his mom said right before he dies is all my mom always said Hollywood would kill me.
Yeah,
and then the H falls on him.
Yeah,
that's right.
And there's like two splats of blood on one side of the sign. Yeah, it's like man, you gotta make everything else gory,
and then it
but
keeps
not
moving
that.
And it keeps crunching him.
Yeah,
even though he's dead.
Like, so he was just rubbing it in.
Yeah, why does he keep killing him? He's dead.
So we see tornadoes show up on the horizon and Tara Reid asks what it is. Yeah, like, what is that? That probably was actually her. If they had
improvising.
Her, yeah,
it's her improv role. What is that?
And they just kept it in. They're like, "This is too real, bro."
This just goes along.
And Ian Ziering looks over and is like, "It's a waterspout." Like. Tornadoes that land in water, they turn into water spouts. Ah.
Well, weird.
Well, these things.
I didn't know.
I just had my head and my feet in a headboard during science class.
What?
Nothing. That's Tara Reid. What? Tara Reid. Tara Reid. She got so, fucked.
So, so the, so while they're taking off down the street, this large shark, like, lands on their like, he's embarrassed. He doesn't even know what he just said.
I don't know, man.
He's all pink.
I think you wanted to say he had his feet, that she had her feet on the dashboard, maybe.
I don't know.
Like 1 foot out the window.
No, like she was getting fucking nailed during high school science class. She was getting hammered,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Car,
yeah.
Probably.
Right. I just couldn't spell it out.
I wasn't following.
Thanks, kid.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, what I don't get about these sharks is that you can push them off with like a dresser or push them off with a fiberglass fucking surfboard, but some of these can like just mow through the top of cars.
Yeah.
With no leverage.
That's
or
what
anything.
Happens. The shark lands in their car.
Unless it lands straight down where its teeth can actually chew through something. If it lands flat down, it's not going to bite anything.
Like it's Jurassic Park.
It has to it goes straight down and it bite at the same time.
Well,
then be in the car.
I think the physics of this are, you know, it's just doing what it does. But after the shark does land, it does exactly that. It bites right into the middle of the car, and they're fighting it off. And once again, what's her name? Zoe or whatever.
Nova?
Nova shark killer just blasts him in the face. Nobody cares about that, though. Their ears don't hurt.
There's like half a fucking shark face missing.
Yeah.
When it lands on the street.
The fuck up. And they stop at the store. After that happens, for we had to get some really bad character development.
What did he want? He wanted the phone?
Well, no, they
what
stopped.
What did he ask the guy when he walked in? He said, "Do you guys have a something?" He said, "No, it's down."
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was it, a phone?
I think it was.
So he has no phone, but he had all the lights, all the cable, all the fucking credit card machines,
everything
works
everything
except the
working,
fucking landline. Bullshit.
And then that girl stole condoms.
What
did
the
you
fuck
see that?
Was she doing that?
Yeah, in the store?
Oh, no. What she was doing is she was grabbing gauze for his hand.
Oh, I thought it was condoms, whatever.
Yeah, I kind of thought she was getting like a pregnancy test or something.
Yeah, okay.
And then later, after they leave, they were bandaging his fucking
same thing,
because he got bit or something?
Yeah. He got bit in the
In the car.
Yeah, okay, all right.
It bit him while they were driving in the car.
But while they're in the store, we get, like, that really bad character development where she's, like, the daughter's, like, talking to that chick Nova, and she's, like, if you're into my dad, he's just going to hurt you anyways. And it's, like, well, why did
what kind of bitter
need
bitch? She's fucking, you're in the middle of a Sharknado, and you're bitching about your old man.
Yeah. I know, fucking cunt.
I don't get that at all. She didn't seem to even worry.
I don't either. But I like this little discussion that they had with the shop owner. Real fast to get super political.
Yeah.
It's really hysterical. Here it is.
With these storms ravaging the streets of Los Angeles, some religious officials are referring to this as the opening signs of the impending apocalypse.
Apocalypse, my ass. This isn't the end of the world. Gods, they're not angry with us. The aliens aren't coming down. It's the government.
Yeah.
With a big capital G. They're behind everything. They know what we buy, they know what we eat, where we go to the bathroom.
Hurry!
Exactly.
They know what kind of cheese I like. Pepper Jack. They control it all. And the weather, too.
I like that a lot.
Pepper Jack.
Just throwing that out. So that's good. That's pretty good and comedic. I mean, they were trying to be funny there. I enjoyed it. That weirdo.
I don't think the government hands out Pepper Jack cheese, though.
No,
you're getting
black cheese.
Yeah, just American.
So they're out one car, right? Because their car took a shit. Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't get to that. Before they go to that store, their car exploded.
Oh, yeah. Because it was a simple little gas leak. All of a sudden, the car just annihilates.
What
and
the fuck happened there?
I smelled gas. And they all just run out of the car. Run. And they all run out of the car.
Gas.
From the shark attacking the roof. It ruined.
Yeah, because that shark had fucking TNT in its jaws.
Apparently.
Somehow
I don't understand.
Spark.
Yeah. The car's off.
Yeah.
There's only a leak in the middle of a rainstorm.
It blows the fuck
and it
up.
It blows up.
And they all get out.
It was just for
in time. So they need a car.
Effect.
And this is fucking weird. So the Athe guy says, I know where we can find a car. And he looks across the street and there's like a car that's mounted on like a building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
they said
like,
Hollywood Cars.
We'll take that one.
No. Hollywood Cars is a place where you rent it for fucking movies.
Oh, okay.
It was a warehouse for movie cars.
Yeah.
And that's why they had a picture on top of the... It was for fucking going in. If you were making a movie, you could, you know, lease out of cars for the movie.
Gotcha. So so I missed that.
Jumped in there.
And they don't explain any of this shit.
So no, you just kind of assume it pretty much.
I thought they took the car off the roof.
Yeah, I'm like, how the fuck does that thing work?
Car that was on the roof, this badass Hummer that's all fucking armor plated and shit. I'm just, oh, I appreciate that.
Good thing we got Gabe here.
They make you assume a lot of the fucking plot lines in this movie.
That's really weird. And they run into like a security checkpoint, which is bizarre. Like, why are the cops doing security checkpoints when there's sharks flying from the apocalypse?
And it was up from all sides. They were trapped in the middle.
Yeah, and then they floor it through the checkpoint, and a motorcycle cop's like, pull over. And, like, following them. And he's like, hit the nitrous, bro. And there's this huge nitrous button. Like, when you find it in an arcade game and he just hits it and they just floor it. He's like, I think we lost him.
It's always a good time to hit the button when you're right in the middle of downtown.
Illegal sharks.
So, at this point, something that we didn't mention is that they're off to try to find
Matt,
who is...
Finn's son.
Yeah.
That's in
Steve's son. He never brought up the fact that he had a son, but... His daughter said, like, we need to go get my brother. And he didn't even give a fuck about this guy. Like, at all. Like, Steve didn't.
What is Tara Reid's character's name, even? We don't even
know.
Yeah, who cares?
They said it once.
Carrie or something like that.
They said it once.
Yeah.
Either at the Claudia? Beginning or the end.
I think it was Claudia. Something like... Anyways.
Cum dumpster.
Well, there you go. And so they make it to this Van Nuys airport where their brother Matt is supposed to be because he's, like, on duty, like, for the military.
At a shit little fucking airstrip.
Yeah, in Van Nuys. And they make it there, and it's, like, completely empty, like a zombie movie style empty. And they're like, wow, how come nobody's here? And they're, like, looking around everywhere. And then fucking... What? Okay. Maybe I remember this wrong, but all of a sudden... When the Sharknado shows up, these people just bust out of this tiny little stock room with a piece of sheet metal that they're holding to hold it up to hide. And they're all like, no, we're here. And it's like, what are you guys doing this whole time? And you heard all these people. And you know, his dad, like, saying, Matt. And his mom saying, Matt, like, where are you? He's like, shh, I'm not here. They're probably sharks. What's he doing? That fucking asshole.
Those are sharks calling my name.
It's a trap. It's
sharks in human clothes.
Admiral Akbar and his shark army. It's a trap.
Admiral Akbar.
Fucking dumb. Fucking. And so, anyways, she doesn't, the chick who's in charge there, doesn't believe that there's any Sharknados coming. So she's like, what? And she goes to look out, and she gets fucking instigated by the tornado. She gets flown up through the ceiling by the tornado. And their response to this is to go back into the storage shed, all of them, wherever they were.
Holding
this piece of sheet metal. And Steve is able to hold back the tornado from sucking all of them through just by holding... Like, what looked like a nipple worth of rope.
Yeah. And a 3-foot piece of sheet metal, 3 feet wide by about 6 feet tall.
It's changing the whole subject matter. So, after that happens, what goes on there? So, he decides they need to fight against the sharks, right?
Yeah.
There's a helicopter there, and he's like, well, we don't need to fly away. We need to fight the sharks. And so they go, they find this hardware store that's nearby, and his son's there, and they're talking and this and that, and they come up with this excellently flawless plan that we'll listen to right now.
Bombs.
Bombs?
Instead of letting live sharks rain down on people, we're gonna get in that chopper and throw bombs into the tornadoes, blasting those bastards to bits.
That's excellent. Not only that, but I think I missed the part where he also says there's science behind throwing the bombs into the tornado because the tornado needs humidity and the bomb is going to also destroy the tornado because it's going to have so much heat.
Why don't we use that nowadays? to save our cities.
Well, because we just need tornadoes.
Because the Sci-Fi Channel won't release their recipe for
for exploding shit and tornado killing.
Yeah, exactly. The thing I found was funny, if the son's a fucking pilot, then are those just his buddies hanging out with him? Because they're just in street clothes. You know, did you notice that?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Idiots.
And like, well, I mean, I guess you could say that they maybe, they worked on the helicopters, but they didn't know how to fly them.
And yeah, they didn't know how to do shit. But they,
apparently. So the daughter decides it's a prime time opportunity to make her dad feel guilty in this whole situation while they're making these bombs. And he rectifies it by saying, "Well, honey, I came to save you first."
Yeah.
Over your brother.
And it's just, remember that walks off?
Yeah. That was kind of cool.
That was a walk off.
Maybe you could apologize for being an absent father for most of the time. I came first, remember that.
Loved it. So they load up. They decide they're going to take this chopper and they're going to load it up with bombs. And they have a car that's also getting loaded up with bombs for some reason. The Aussie says that if their plan doesn't work, his plan B is to drive this car into one of the tornadoes to blow it up. So they go for the mission, and they're ready to fly into Sharknado. At this point, there's three tornadoes that are destroying LA and dropping sharks everywhere, and three Sharknadoes basically, and they need to destroy all three of them for humanity to survive.
Oh yeah.
And so they're flying this helicopter. I don't
know.
We're not going to talk about the physics of this. Because obviously a tornado and a helicopter would have trouble.
The same room.
they're not going to be on
same playing ground.
No, exactly. It's going to have issues. I'd imagine. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a helicopter pilot. Maybe you can fly a helicopter that close to a tornado.
Hundreds of miles an hour doesn't...
But yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. But, I mean, you add in sharks, and you're definitely fucked, as they soon find out. But not until after they kill two of the tornadoes with the bombs. And there's like I like the situation where Nova's up there with the pilot, Matt, and he's like, "You have to turn it, hold the button for 3 seconds, and then drop it down."
Yeah.
And it's like, why all these weird rules? And he's like, "I'm going to count it down for you." And it's like, just throw the bomb in there, arm it, I guess. I don't know. I don't know the physics of how to kill a Sharknado.
Propane and a fucking flare.
Okay, so if you were to stop a Sharknado, what would you do? Gabe?
Put salt in it.
You put salt on it? Hope it's like a snail and it's just gonna...
I don't know. I don't have...
What would you do? How would you stop a Sharknado?
I would throw a bunch of seals in it at first and then get back from afar and nuke it. So they're just occupied by eating seals. And then they can't see what's coming, so you just nuke that fucker.
Because if they can't see what's coming...
Yeah. They're all a seal.
You're going to blow up everything around if you nuke it.
Well, fuck. Well, you're already in trouble because there's sharks and fucking tornadoes.
Wow.
So,
obviously.
Well.
The seal idea, I'm with you on that.
Okay, all right.
So you throw the seals in there to keep them busy so that they're eating the seals while they're in the shark tank.
Drop dynamite to the seals.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay, I'm good with that.
Time.
mini nuke.
I think we have the technology to have a remote timer. Yep.
Yeah, like nanobugs. Nanobugs.
That's good.
Nanobugs inside the seals, and they just eat the fucking sharks. But then how do we get rid of the nanobugs? Who knows?
Then the nanobugs are spread everywhere. They eat us all.
I don't know. Getting too in-depth on that one.
All right. So I don't know what I would do. I would try to find a huge net that is also wind-resistant. So it would be a net of wires, like really thin tiny wires that you could shoot out of like a large cannon towards this area, and it would explode, and try to catch as many sharks in it as possible. No. The tornado, you're not going to be able to stop. I mean, that's just weather. But if you need to take out as many sharks as possible, you have a wire net that you can shoot at a high velocity into the tornado to catch as many of the sharks as possible and kill them.
You make it out of piano wire, and then when you shoot it, just cut them.
Slices in pieces, and then you
just
got
like a cube.
Yeah, and you go home and barbecue shark.
Yeah, well, everybody has... You're feeding the homeless at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's just sharks dropping on everybody. You just... You don't even need a barbecue. You just let them use the trash cans and put some fire in there, making all the shark food you could ever want.
This sounds more like a Heathcliff episode. Street shark. Like eating fucking
all
shark
of Los Angeles
camp.
Well, sushi line.
I'm for it, regardless. I like my idea. Just get rid of the sharks
like
out of the tornado.
Mine.
You can't necessarily stop the tornado, but you can stop the sharknado. You downgrade the tornado or the sharknado to the tornado, and then you deal with the tornado afterwards.
Or you can turn into a shark or cane.
Sure.
And that way, once they're past you, they didn't come back.
Yeah.
A shark or cane?
But it didn't just come up to Oregon, and we'll all be fucked up here.
What about a shark quake? Where there was, like, earthquakes, but sharks were just coming out of the ground. And they're rumbling around. You gotta shimmy past them.
That could be their next movie. They're already coming out with Sharknado 2. Taking to Manhattan Harbor.
It's been a week.
Really?
Yeah. It just announced yesterday. Oh, yeah.
A week later.
They put that shit up on Facebook.
All right. Well, fair enough. We'll just, you know what would be good? Sharkano, where a volcano is just erupting fucking sharks. Somehow the sharks got sucked under the water.
And then
didn't burn. Because they were moving at such high velocity that they were cooled down. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
The speed always
cools. They were moved through a certain part of Antarctica that cooled them all down. And then they were forced out with
the melted rock.
They were ice blocks, basically. And while they're getting shot out of the volcano, they thawed. And they all shot up out of the volcano, and they're just like, fiery sharks dropping on everybody. That would work, in my opinion.
I don't think so.
No? All right.
No, I don't know.
Well.
Some Dr. Seuss shit.
Well, I'm just trying to come up with...
No, I know. That's a good one, though.
I'm just trying to do what they're doing in Hollywood right now.
Yeah, I know.
Making this bullshit.
That would work, though, on a sci-fi channel.
I don't think
sci-fi
is anywhere near Hollywood.
Oh, man. So, anyhow, let's get back to the movie here. They blow up two of the Sharknados with the explosions. It's going well. And there's sharks flying around everywhere. And Steve down on the ground, he's sniping sharks with his gun. He has his gun back.
What I don't get is there's one fucking shark flying straight towards the helicopter, about to fuck him up. And from the ground, he shoots the shark makes the shark instantly drop. Like it was walking towards them, and once the bullet hit him, he decides to fall.
And
it's a good one.
He's trying to shoot the shotgun first. Like that's going 20 feet in the air, dude. You fucking idiot.
Well, he's ready to whoa, dummy.
Oh man, it jammed. Now I got my 9mm.
The physics of this movie are difficult to wrap your head around. For
that's
sure
what makes it awesome.
And yeah, and so the Aussie decides he's going to go into the storm, and he gets eaten. He's dead, so he's out of the picture. And then there's like sharks everywhere, and there's one scene where fucking the shark's flying at Steve, and he grabs a chainsaw and he just cuts it in half, which is actually kind of cool. The shark's like flying at him, and he just chops it in half.
That was a cool scene.
And so,
but I don't know how he goes from cutting one in half to later on it taking him like 5 minutes.
Oh, I know, he's having a hard time. Well, you gotta adjust that in there, and we'll get to that for sure. And so. While they're going to kill the third shark, NATO, somehow they end up at this funeral home because they said, like, the base is right next to this funeral home, and they show up there. Yeah, you don't remember them being at this funeral home with a bunch of old people?
That's an old
swimming pool and all that.
It's not a funeral home. It's a fucking retirement home.
Yeah,
that's right. Well...
They're all out there doing a conga line
and
shit.
And then they're all, why
home?
They asked why there was a fucking retirement home
same
next
thing
to the airport. And they said because they can't hear.
Oh, man.
They're all going to die soon. They don't care.
Yeah, they can't hear. That's what it was. So they go to the third tornado, and the bomb explodes, but it's not enough to destroy it. And the sharks start attacking the helicopter that they're in. And Nova tries to own them, and she gets insta-gib.
Yeah.
As she falls out, a huge shark.
Wow, great white.
Great white just eats her right out of the air. That's all we see. And Matt's flying is, like, super pro as hell because his helicopter is, like, spiraling out of control, but then he, like, safely lands it.
I thought he was in a crash.
Like, what is he doing?
Sounds like a tin can hitting the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Pink.
And it's like, ding. Like, it's like, wah, wah, wah. All his explosions and fucking Sharknado fighting around. Ding.
Yep.
Steve, he grabs the reins of that car that has all explosions on it, and he starts driving into the Sharknado. He hits the nitrous and fucking hops out, and it explodes, destroying the last Sharknado. We did it, everybody. And after he's done with that, this fucking shark flies right at him and fucking gobbles him up.
As he's jumping towards him into his mouth.
Yeah, he jumps into his mouth and is out there. And so,
just for shits and giggles, how fast do you think that shark was dropping at that point? Out of the sky. It's weighing probably close to a ton. It's a massive.
I have no idea. It's moving fast. I don't know what the velocity is or how many miles per hour that shark is flying.
Pretty amazingly, fast enough to explode a shark on impact.
Well, it's like an anime. He just flied right into that mouth. But then again, I mean, you have to think the trajectory was coming from the Sharknado. So it was coming right at him, and he just flew right into the mouth. And then,
you would think, though, if you had that fucking chainsaw going, and you had that velocity of that shark coming at you,
right out
of you just go right at its asshole.
That's the weird thing is that he does come out of his asshole when he chainsaws mm-hmm. through the shark when they think he's dead and everyone's like no, he chainsaws through basically the tail of the shark. So this stomach of this shark goes all the way into his ass and tail.
Yeah.
And he flew all the way back there. And not only does he pull himself out, I love the way he comes out. It reminded me. It was like a newborn baby. I was watching the 30 Rock earlier,
yeah.
And there's an episode where, what's his name?
Tracy
Jordan has a baby. He makes it to his first newborn baby. He's like, why is that baby all covered in goo? And that's what it reminded me of. It comes out. Or it also reminded me of
Star Wars.
That. And the scene in Ace Ventura 2 when he comes out the rhino's ass. All those things. And he busts out of this bloody shark. But then not only does he survive, he pulls Nova out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Nova was also in the ass of the shark.
But she's been inside of an airless shark for 5-6 minutes at this point.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You think that stomach acid would be eating away at her. And did you notice that
there's no stomach acid in the tail of the shark, bro. That's what you don't remember.
Just a bunch of shit. Because did you notice when he came out, all that, what he spat out of his mouth just looked like a huge long turd?
Eating in there.
And the end of this movie is a bunch of old folks at the funeral home. I wrote funeral home the whole time. At the funeral home.
Same thing.
Dude, man, that is...
It's hard to catch anything in this movie. It's edited like shit.
Yeah, it is.
So they're doing stuff and then all of a sudden something that is completely impossible happens. And it does it the whole fucking movie.
Yeah,
it's just not even give a fuck. They just said, okay, now on this scene I want 9 sharks flying out of this fucking desert.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Because there's no water.
A shark flying into a window.
Or yeah, or they're coming up and out or down. There's no, I don't get it.
Yeah, but you know what? I enjoyed it. It was stupid, it was short, it was enjoyable.
If you notice the parts where there's sharks on the rooftops, it pretty much guarantees you that any place with
up on the
helipad is the best place to go because they're not coming in.
Yeah,
they would have just went inside of a building at any point. They would have been safe the whole rest of the movie.
That's a very good point.
Well, at the end, there is a shark on a helipad.
Yeah.
It's just like flopping around.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, what's that thing going to do? You just stand in the corner.
Yeah.
Jowl it up.
Anyhow, that was it's interesting. I'm sure it'll be on Netflix soon. And that was Cinema Dumpster, episode 33. Sharknado. Next week we will. I'm not sure what we'll watch next week, but
it's my pick.
That. It'll be Gabe's pick. Yep, it is.
It's mine.
And we'll be back then. Have a good night.